marriage lines. A series based on the mutual love and mistrust of two newlyweds, with Richard Briers as George Starling and Prunella Scales as his wife, Kate.
A divorce cropped up in our lives the other day. Not ours, of course. Well, I mean, we haven't been married long enough. I mean, well, you've got to do 3 years before you can get it, can't you? I don't know whether a divorce has ever happened to you. Well, I mean, not you, but two people you know. It gives you a sort of funny feeling to think you won't be seeing them around together anymore. And if you're married, well, it makes you very glad that you two are still going around together. Actually, when we heard, we didn't need any reassurance. The old marriage had been ticking over very nicely for quite a time, for at least a week. I did think that Kate was carrying things a bit far when she insisted on coming down our 500,000 stairs to the front door just to see me off in the mornings.
Well, goodbye, George. Have a nice day.
Thanks, darling. Honestly, I keep telling you there's no need to come all the way down with me.
Is it going to worry you at work?
What?
Wondering why I came down.
What, you mean it isn't just my company? Well, I might have guessed.
Well, promise me you won't get at me if I tell you.
Well, of course I won't get at you. Good heavens, we haven't had a row for a week. You said so at breakfast.
Yes, well, the people on the second floor have.
Have what?
Had a row. Every day for over a week.
Well, how do you know?
I hear them on the way back upstairs.
Well, honest. Shh. Listening is key.
You promised, George, you said you wouldn't get at me.
Well, I didn't hear anything.
No, they were quiet this morning.
What does that mean in your book? They kissed and made up, or we throttled her?
George!
Well, really, honestly, what on earth do you want to listen for? You're just an old gossip, aren't you?
No.
Yes, you are.
No, not really. Listening to them, it helps me realize what a good marriage we've got.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I suppose our twosome's not too gruesome, is it? Is it really a week?
Without a row?
Yeah.
Yes.
Really? Mind you, I seem to remember the last time we said that, we were at each other's throats within the hour.
Oh, yes, but we hadn't been married long then.
Haven't we?
No, just a month, that's all.
Yeah, so what does that mean? We didn't like each other much then?
Well, not as much as now.
No, the old glue does seem to be setting a bit, doesn't it? Give us a kiss then.
No, George!
What?
People coming down.
What?
Goodbye, darling.
Bye, darling.
Excuse me. Sorry.
No, sorry.
Oh. Who's that? People on the second floor.
What? Well, you'd have to listen to some other keyhole.
Go on.
Bye-bye, nosy.
Teddy!
Good morning.
Hello, Teddy, you're a stranger.
You and Hillary.
Yeah, I know, isn't it ridiculous? We live just down the road.
Yeah, well, you'd better show yourself a bit more often, or Kate will think you've split up.
George!
She's a gossip, is she?
What? She's got everybody in this house halfway to the divorce court now.
George!
Well, actually, I'll tell you who has split up, or have you heard?
No.
Who?
The Hortons.
What?
Yeah, I know they were more our friends than yours, but you remember them, don't you?
Why, and Jill?
Yes.
They moved north just before we got married.
Yeah, that's right.
Divorced?
Yeah.
When?
Well, last week. Hillary bumped into Jill in town. She's living down here again.
Good. So?
They'd only been married about 5 years, haven't they?
Yes, I know.
Poor old Wally.
Jill. They seem to be hitting it off when they moved.
What about broke it up?
My usual thing, I expect.
Another man.
Another woman.
Well, still life must go on, eh? You going into town, George?
What? Oh, yes, yes.
Teddy, we must organize an evening.
She wants to save your marriage.
I'll give Hillary a ring.
Oh, yes, I wish you'd do that, Kate.
Right.
Goodbye, darling.
Take care.
Is this for my benefit, or are you always this torrid first thing?
What? This is nothing, old man. You should see us indoors. You see the way she dashed in?
Yes.
I bet she's leaping up our stairs three at a time on her way to phone Hillary and hear all the dirt.
Yes.
Actually, old man, you know, I'm not really surprised to hear about Jill.
Oh, no, neither was I.
Terrible flirt, you know.
Frightful.
Anything in trousers.
Yes.
Yeah. I can see that coming a mile off.
Yes. Well, we better get down that tube, old man.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hillary, it's Kate.
Oh, Kate, you're a stranger.
Yes, I know, we've just seen Teddy. Hillary, what about the Hortons?
Yes, I know, it's awful, isn't it? Although, to be absolutely frank, Kate.
What?
Well, I had my doubts when they got engaged.
I only gave it 6 months at the wedding, you know.
Did you really tell him?
Oh, yes. Jill came down the aisle flashing that famous smile.
At all her old boyfriends, I suppose.
Yeah. Looked as though she was trying to make some new ones as well.
How disgusting.
Oh, yes, it was. In fact, you know, it was the first wedding for ages I hadn't had a little cry.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because listen, Hillary, did I ever tell you about that party?
The Hortons party?
Yes.
No?
Well, you've only just introduced us. I mean, we couldn't have met more than twice, and I was in their spare room powdering my nose, and Wally came in and put his arms around my waist.
No. Why didn't you tell me?
Well, they were your friends, and I mean, men do put their arms round you. They're not after anything. It's just habit. But this was a definitely hopeful squeeze, you know. And George was right next door in the kitchen.
Kate was right next door with Wally, and Jill gave me the come hither in the kitchen.
You hardly knew her then.
I know.
Good lord.
There she was, fluttering those big eyes of hers.
Yeah, they went right through you, didn't they?
Oh, I don't know about through me, but they certainly beckoned.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mind you, I'm not excusing her, but...
Yes?
Well, she was an attractive piece, wasn't she?
Yes, she was, yes.
I'm not excusing her.
No, no, certainly not, no. But she was attractive, all right.
Well, he was rather attractive, didn't you think so?
Oh, yes.
Not excusing him.
No, no.
But you could see why women fell.
Yes.
Yes.
But he was very weak, Kate.
Was he?
About Jill.
Oh, yes. Yes, he could have put his foot down, couldn't he?
Well, can you imagine Teddy letting me ogle other men?
Or George. And Wally didn't have to marry her, did he?
Of course he didn't.
I mean, he knew what she was like.
Oh, quite.
If you ask me, I reckon Wally deserved everything he got.
Mind you, we don't know that Wally didn't put his foot down.
What?
Well, do we?
No. No, we don't. Of course we don't know. That might have been the last straw, mightn't it?
That's right. He put his foot down and Jill laughed at him.
Yeah, I can just see her doing that. A slut.
What a terrible thing, Hillary, to suddenly find you've married the wrong man.
Awful.
I suppose eventually Jill just couldn't stand his weakness anymore.
No.
No. I must say, you know, Hillary, I think Jill behaved wonderfully.
Oh, morning, John.
Oh, sorry, you're busy. Making a rather important call, John.
Yeah, okay, see you later.
Right.
Smith and Hooper.
Oh, morning. May I speak to Mr. Horton, please?
Mr. Horton.
Thank you.
Hello?
Wally?
Yes?
George.
Who?
Well, George, darling. How many Georges do you know?
George, how are you?
Fine, old man. How are you?
Well, actually, things aren't quite the same.
Ah, yes, I know, man. Teddy told me. That's why I'm ringing. I'm very sorry, Wally.
Yes, it was a bit of a beast.
I bet.
Teddy told you, did he?
Yes, his wife met your ex-wife. I was going to write, but when your head office told me you were back in town, I thought I'd ring.
Well, thanks, George.
Oh, I needn't tell you, Wally. Kate's as shocked as I am.
Well, thank you both. I must say I'd like to meet up with you again.
Well, look, what's wrong with today?
Fine. No time like the present.
Fine. Look, I can tell you what. Let's meet in the old King's Head, eh? Then I can show you the way. 6 o'clock?
6 o'clock.
Right.
Hello?
Jill?
Yes?
It's Kate.
Who?
Kate Starling. How many Kates do you know?
Kate!
Jill, I've just heard from Hillary. Jill, I'm so sorry.
Oh, thanks, Kate.
And George sends his condolences.
Bless him.
Actually, Jill, I was just wondering.
Yes?
Well, if we could meet.
Oh, love to. When?
Well, how about tea today?
Today? Well, not tea. I've got an appointment. After that, be all right? About 6?
Lovely. I'll give you our new address.
Oh, it was like old times, having a pint in the King's Head again.
Was it? Yes.
Happy times too, George.
Yeah, I know you feel, Wally, but look, for heaven's sake, don't you brood, old man. I think I can promise you a laugh or two tonight.
Yes, if I've got the breath.
Yeah. Well, our stairs do tend to separate the men from the boys.
Keep going, old man. Our front door's in sight.
God, you must be fit doing this every day.
Fit? I've got calves like a Queen Anne table, old man. But the rest of me is just as unhealthy. Oh, last two steps. Oh, there we are.
Phew.
What?
I didn't tell Kate you were coming.
Oh, really?
I wanted to surprise her.
Blimey, I'd never dare do that with Jill.
What, surprise her?
Bring a friend home without telling her.
Really?
Honestly.
I mean, it's so expensive if you tell them, isn't it? I mean, they fill the place with flowers and they've probably gone around the corner to get their hair rinsed.
you know your wife, George. I can see that.
Oh, yes, oh, well, I must confess, Kate would have quite a job to surprise me. Oh, home, sweet home.
George?
Hello, darling.
She's in the bedroom.
What?
Nothing, darling. I brought an old friend with me.
Who?
See if she recognizes your voice.
George.
Hello, Kate. It's me. Recognize that voice of the past? Darling?
George, just a minute.
It's Molly Horton.
Yes, I know. George, please.
Well, say hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hang on, old man. Perhaps we've caught her with her stockings down. Well, I bet that shook you, darling, didn't it?
George.
Good Lord, you're all dolled up. Why didn't you come out?
George.
Hurry up. Wally wants a drink after the stairs. Yeah, what do you have, Wally?
George.
All right, you can have one too. Ah, there you are, man. Beer, old man? Lovely. The altitude doesn't make it too potent.
What? I can tell you, you can even get a kick from a glass of milk up here.
No, but it's a nice place you've got, George.
Well, it's not bad for the money.
Well, it's a home.
Well, thanks, old man. I must say, we're very happy.
Yes, you can feel that.
Can you?
Mm. Two people on the same wavelength.
George!
Yeah, all right, darling, I haven't poured Wally's drink yet.
Here you are, old man.
Okay, thanks.
Well, cheers.
Lots of luck.
Oh, thanks, old man. That's one thing you don't need.
You never know.
How long have you been married now?
6 months.
Long enough to tell.
What?
If you've made a mistake. Jill and I were at it hammer and tongs after 6 weeks.
Really?
Really? I'm not kidding you, George. I could come home like tonight and my wife wouldn't come out of the bedroom to see me.
What, you mean like Kate?
Yeah. No, well, we've had our little disagreements, Wally.
Ah, but not for no reason.
Oh, no. I mean, you haven't come home and stood here and waited for a bomb to go off in the bedroom.
A bomb? Oh, my dreadful time. You was right. Good Lord, no. As a matter of fact, we haven't had as much as a tiff for a whole week.
Really?
Hmm.
When I think of Jill and me, neither could ever please the other. There was an atmosphere the whole time.
How awful.
Her ignoring me, me ignoring her.
George.
What do you mean, she didn't take any notice of you?
No.
Well, that's terrible.
George.
So ignoring each other, you mean? Taking no notice of each other in your own home?
No. I say, actually, old man, you're ignoring a waving hand this very minute.
What? Oh!
Come on, Kate, I can see you.
Hello, Wally.
Lovelier than ever. Permission to kiss the bride, George?
Bride?
She's that for the first year, right, Kate?
What?
I was just telling George, this feels like a happy home.
Yeah, he noticed it, darling. You didn't know we had an atmosphere, did you?
What?
Couldn't help noticing it after my home. I couldn't relax. There was always tension.
Tension?
Are you all right, Kate?
Well, of course he's all right. He just wants a beer.
Who's that? It?
Well, she didn't like to ask in case you thought she'd turn into a tippler.
And has she?
Yes. Oh.
Still, it's not bad for 6 months, eh? Being able to read her like a book. Though we'd hardly expect the ladies to agree, eh, Kate?
What?
Oh, I don't think they're so nearly so complicated as they like to make out, you know. I mean, once you've learned to read, all books are easy, aren't they?
Yes, except in
George.
My case.
Yeah, just a minute, darling. What do you say, Wally?
Well, I was just saying, books are easy, except in my case. Suddenly you pick up a book and you find the pages haven't even been cut. Try reading that one.
Oh, God. Well, I don't know what we're all standing for. Sit down, Wally.
Yeah, thanks, old man.
The pages haven't been cut. Good Lord, that's dreadful, isn't it?
Still, I'm not sure that we can talk. I mean, Kate and I... Darling, do sit down. Now, I wish girls had this allergy to sitting on the underground, don't you, Wally?
No, I was saying, I'm afraid Kate and I rather tended to turn into a couple of cabbages.
Oh, nonsense.
Ah, we have, haven't we, darling, eh? Perhaps begun to vegetate a bit, eh? Hmm? We don't go rushing out as much as we used to, you know. No, no social life at all. We're quite happy to stay in our cabbage patch, nice and quiet and relaxed. Darling, what's the matter with your hand? It's gone all rigid.
Well, I envy you, George.
Do you, Wally?
I do. I used to go out just to get away.
Oh, no, that wouldn't suit us. Well, speaking of myself, of course, I mean, Kate might be absolutely dying to get away, are you, darling?
What?
George, I think we're upsetting her with all this chat about me and Jill.
But are we, darling?
What?
Let's drop it, eh, shall we? Change the subject. I mean, I don't want to say things about Jill when she's not here to defend herself.
Hello, who's that? Are you expecting someone, darling?
Yes.
Who? She's gone all rigid again.
Kate, am I going to be in the way?
What?
Well, don't be silly, Wally. You might have mentioned it, darling. Who is it? Someone Wally knows?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's all right.
George.
Female?
Yes.
Well, what are we waiting for? I'll let her in.
Wally!
Teddy, when did you change your sex?
Kate was expecting a girlfriend.
Oh, I hope I'm not a disappointment.
No, you're a lovely surprise. Am I a lovely surprise, too?
No, they tell me the pub you've been in with George.
Oh. You see, George, you're never safe.
No. Have a drink, Teddy.
Oh, no, thanks. I'm on my way home.
Via the pub.
Yeah. Well, you've got time for one, old man. Get a glass, will you, darling? Oh, wait a minute. You said you were expecting someone. Who?
Jill.
Oh, beer, Teddy?
No, honestly. Honestly, we're going out tonight and I'm late now.
Jill?
Hey?
Nothing.
I just wanted to tell you, Wally, how sad Hillary and I were to hear about
Wally's before. Jill?
Yes.
When?
Now, she's late.
Oh, thank heaven for habit.
I've been trying to tell you all evening. Why did you think I was so strange?
Well, I didn't know.
Didn't you?
No.
Even though we're all open books.
What? Listen, there's no time for epigrams. We've got to get Wally out.
Well, you don't know how I envy you, all of you. To be a family, or a twosome, happy, relaxed, like George said just now, no secrets. Do you know, I can hardly remember what it was like to sit in my own home with a drink. Sorry, I mustn't get maudlin.
No, nonsense, old man. You'll talk about it if it helps. George, I will have a drink, if I may.
No.
What?
Well, there isn't much... I didn't cater for...
But you just offered me one.
Oh, I shan't want another, George.
No, but Kate might. Mightn't you, Kate?
Yes, I might.
And anyway, you said you were going out.
Well, yes, I am. But good heavens, a couple of minutes. I haven't seen Wally for so long.
Right, I'll tell you what. Let's all go down to the pub.
We've just been there.
So am I.
Well, Kate hasn't. Have you, Kate?
No.
No, Kate hasn't been there. And she'd like to. Wouldn't you, Kate?
Yes.
Yes, she'd like to. So let's go, eh? Or shall we stay here? Yes, let's stay here.
Someone at the door, George?
No, there isn't. That's downstairs, Belle. It sounds just as though it's out.
Kate did say she was expecting someone.
Not yet, later.
Oh.
Midnight. Right. But I want everybody having a drink.
That is your bell, George.
Yes, well, never mind now, Wally. Don't worry about it. We've got a lot of strange types up here. Now, Wally, don't touch... Wally, get away...
Hillary.
Hello, Wally. I believe you've got my old man among you.
How did you know we were here, darling?
Well, I didn't know what it was, but you were late, and I looked up the road to see if you were coming, and I saw you pop in here.
Well,
cheap,
I'm
I thought.
Glad you did. How are the children?
Oh, they're huge. You wouldn't know them now.
I wish I could see them.
Well, look, why don't you look in now? They're not in bed yet.
Yes, we're only down the road.
Oh, would that be all right, George?
Good heavens, yes. Yes, that's all right. Perfectly all right, isn't it, Kate?
Good heavens, yes.
Yes.
Oh, bless you. I would like to see them. I'm potty about kids. It was always Jill's and my biggest regret that we were never...
Yes, bad luck. Here's your man.
Oh, I'm coming back.
What?
I haven't finished my beer yet.
But here, I'll shrug you down, old boy. Don't waste it.
They didn't want me back, wouldn't you?
Look, Wally, I hate to rush you, but the babysitter's due.
Yes, the babysitter's due.
Yes, right.
Well, we shan't keep you long, Kate. Now, come along, Wally. And look, I'm just terribly sorry.
Well, if he meets her on the stairs, it's not our fault, is it? Well, that's marvellous, isn't it? Marvellous. Divorce last week and the Starlings inviting them for a beer up this week. Do you realise we might have been responsible for a murder?
I'm not sure there isn't still going to be one bringing Wally home without a word to me.
Well, you didn't tell me about Jill. Look, I'm sorry, Kate, this is one fight you can't fix.
What do you mean?
Look, you haven't even got time for a fight. He's coming back. Now get on the phone and cancel Jill.
How can I? She's on her way.
I doubt it very much, darling. That would only make her 10 minutes late. And from what I remember about Jill, she is nothing if not completely feminine.
George!
Phone her.
All right. But if she's not there, you'll have to keep Wally away.
How? Would you advise me? Barricade the front door, blow up the stairs.
It's entirely up to you, George. You asked him.
And you asked Jill. I told you just now. Just for once, this is a fair fight. So why should your little tete-a-tete work out and not mine, eh?
No reply. You'd better get on to Wally at Teddy's and say you've got a headache or something.
Did you hear me, Kate?
What?
I said, why should your evening work out?
Well, tell Wally the truth. It'd be better than him and Jill meeting up here.
It's fantastic.
But now what are you on about?
You haven't heard a blind word I've said, have you?
Look, you told me you're... There isn't time for a fight.
We're not having a fight. No, there's no such thing. No fight. It's a physical impossibility to have a fight if the other person refuses to climb into the ring.
All right, I didn't hear what you said.
Now we're getting somewhere. I tell you straight, this is how Wally said it all started. Tension, lack of communication, nobody getting through.
Well, then where are we getting?
To the end of the line, that's where.
Stop this nonsense and phone check.
You see what I mean? There's no communication. We're two different people.
Well, weren't we always?
No, we were not. Once we were one. What a mockery. The poor old Wally out there talking about how happy we were and how lucky
George,
we are.
George, if you won't phone Teddy, I will.
But there you go again. You see, you're not listening. I can't get through.
Never mind. Just you try and get through to Teddy.
You know what you're doing, don't you? I hope you realize what you're doing. You're steering our marriage straight onto those rocks. Wally said,
do you think I'm going to wait in the street to intercept Jill just so you and Wally can have a mutual admiration society?
So that's what you're worried about, uh-huh.
I told you, if you won't phone Teddy, I will.
Kate, if you touch that phone, just touch it once. I'm going to walk out of here, I'm going to collect Wally from Teddy's, and I'm going on the biggest bat since my last night of freedom.
Don't be silly, darling.
Right.
Well, there's service.
Jill!
Hello, George. Kate, what sweet of you to ask me. I've been in such a state.
Jill!
I can't tell you. A divorce makes you feel... Well, you think to yourself, well, that's it. None of my nicest friends will ever want to see me again. Because most of them are friends of Wally, too. And they're bound to say, well, we can't see one, so we won't see the other. And then you rang. Bless you both.
Jill.
Oh, not just that. When the worst years of your marriage have been dragged through the courts, that's all you can remember about it, the bad times. And then suddenly I meet a couple of people like you making a fabulous go of it.
Jill.
Oh, I know. I know what you're thinking. If only she knew about our rows. Well, that's natural. When Wally and I were having rows, everything was fine. We used to kiss and make up just like you do. But the one-sided disagreements... Him ranting and raving like a madman, and me not having any idea what he was going on about. Well, you begin to think he's just trying to make trouble. And then you ask yourself why he's trying to make trouble. And then you listen to his ravings for a moment, and you hear the occasional clue. You're driving our marriage onto the rocks. I can't get through. Divorce, divorce. And even when you're as simple as I am, you begin to get the message. I mean, wouldn't you?
Yes.
And in court, Wally tried to blame me. Honestly, I could kill him.
You could?
Jill, would you like to see the bedroom?
What?
But don't forget your telephone call, George.
No, I'll do it now.
This way, Jill.
No.
The wallpaper could be improved on, but the room's a nice size.
She could kill him. That's nice, isn't it? That's charming. I can see it all over the newspapers now. Earl's Court murder, bloodstained penthouse.
Hello?
Hillary?
No, this is Mrs. Randall.
Who?
The babysitter.
Oh, well, look, could I speak to Mr. Harding?
I'm sorry, Mrs. Harding have gone out for the night. That's why I'm sitting.
What? Oh. Well, look, it wasn't actually them I wanted to speak to. It was Mr. Horton.
Who?
Horton.
Horton?
Shh.
Horton?
Is he still there?
No, he left with Mr. and Mrs. Harding. I don't know where to.
I've got a shrewd idea.
Horton?
Nothing, thank you.
Finished your call, George?
Yes.
Oh, good.
He'd left.
What?
George, darling, your wallpaper's simply divine.
Come back in the bedroom, Jill. Oh. I want to show you what George gave me for my birthday.
What?
Oh, blimey. Oh, is Mrs. Horton here?
I beg your pardon.
This is the top flat, isn't it? I mean, there aren't any more stairs. Mrs. Horton. Jill, you see, I'm her... Well, we're not actually engaged, but she, asked me to pick her up. I'm a bit early, I'm afraid.
No, well, I know you're a little too late, actually.
What?
She's left.
Oh.
Sorry.
Yes, I think it's lovely, Kate. Oh. Jeff?
Hello, Jill.
Oh, you're early, darling. Couldn't you keep away?
Yes, I thought he said that you were...
Oh, don't I get a kiss?
What? Oh, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. You haven't met Geoffrey Hill, have you? George, darling.
Yes, I thought you said that
And George's wife, Kate.
Hello.
Hello.
Jeff was very kind to me when, you know, Wally and I... Oh, sorry, Jeff. He doesn't like me to talk about Wally. Do you, darling? We're having dinner tonight, and I said I was coming here, and he said he'd pick me up. But he's early, aren't you?
Yes.
He doesn't deserve it, George, but may have a drink.
Jill, I think I'd better tell you that...
Jill, come back in the bedroom.
What?
Well, wouldn't you like to come and tidy up?
Oh, well...
Well, you're going out, and you're a bit shiny.
Oh, am I? Oh, thanks, Kate. Oh, I shan't be a moment, Jeff.
You're right. Wasn't that your doorbell?
What?
That? No, it's downstairs. It sounds as though it's ours.
George!
I thought you said it wasn't George.
Shut up! Oh,
I say, how many times before you get those Queen Anne legs?
Oh. Evening.
Hello.
Oh, well. This is, Geoffrey Hill. Walter.
Walter. Known as Wally. How do you do?
Well, now, Wally.
Yes, Wally Horton.
Well, now, look.
You're divorced from...
from Jill. You're divorced.
Yes, that's right. But don't bother to sympathize. I'm getting over it.
A big shiny... Wally.
Hello, Jill.
Have you met Jeff?
Yes.
Yes.
You know, I tried to see you after the case, Jill.
Did you?
Yes, I thought my counsel laid it on a bit thick. I wanted to apologize.
Well, thank you for the thought. I didn't really expect a happy morning.
No. No, anyway, it's over.
All over.
In spite of all our friends' efforts to keep us together, but thanks for trying, George and Kate.
Well, actually...
Everyone's tried.
Never known such a bunch of cupids.
And we've never been asked out so much.
No.
Well, actually...
No, it's only a degree, nicely, but it's going to be final, hmm?
Yes.
Chemistry, nobody's fault, but we appreciate what you did, George, honestly.
Yes, Kate, bless you.
Well, actually, in fact, Jill, they tried so hard to get us together, I reckon the least we can do is to stay together. For dinner.
All right.
Okay with you two? Yes.
You don't mind, Jeff, do you?
Well, I...
thank you, but... darling.
Right. Let's go.
How about
Antonio?
Where we got engaged. Yes. Lovely.
You've met my wife. Yes, thank you.
Yes.
Yes. Would you care for a drink?
What? Oh, no, thanks, no.
Sure?
Yes, quite.
Right.
As a matter of fact...
Yes?
I think I'll go down and listen.
Listen?
Yes, and see whether I ought to do something about it.
About what?
Well, when I came up, the couple on the second floor sounded as though they were trying to murder each other.
What's funny? Did I say something funny? No. I just don't understand this evening at all.
That episode of Marriage Lines, where Richard Fries and Pramila Scales as George and Kate starring. Teddy and Hillary were played by Philip Gard and Rosemary Miller, Wally and Jill by Peter Gilmore and Isabel Rennie, and John Badley was Jeff, the odd man out. Marriage Lines was written by Richard Waring and produced by Charles Maxwell.